Now, hundreds of Palestinian Bedouins have rallied to protest against an Israeli plan to demolish two villages in the southern city of Beersheba. Shouting anti-Israel slogans, the protesters, including Palestinian lawmakers, called for a halt to demolition of Atir and Umm al-Hiran villages in the Negev Desert. In May, Israel's Supreme Court approved the removal of over 750 Bedouin residential units in the villages to prepare the ground for the construction of an Israeli town on the ruins. There are currently about 192,000 Bedouins living in the Negev Desert. Most of their villages were erected in 1948, when Israel was established. The villages remain unrecognized by Tel Aviv and suffer from lack of infrastructure and resources. Well, let's go to Seattle and talk to Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Silverstein, why does it seem that the international community is literally powerless in being able to stop these demolitions?
Well, I think that the Bedouin in Israel suffer from a lack of visibility, in addition to being the poorest of the poor in Israeli society. They do not have powerful representatives inside or outside the country supporting them, even though there are Israeli NGOs that support their cause. So this is not going to be written about in the New York Times. The Israel correspondent for the New York Times is not going to go to Bedouin villages and report on their plight. It rests with activists like myself and others to raise this plight and make it as visible as we can outside of Israel.
Well, there are demonstrations going on in Israeli cities. How much will demonstrations in Israel force Israeli authorities to stop the demolitions? I mean, we're talking about the type of demonstrations that disturb normal life.
Well, the demonstrations are going to receive some attention and some notice in Israel, hopefully get on the evening news there. But again, these are the least powerful, the most displaced people in Israeli society. Israeli Jews tend to only pay attention to issues that really grab them by the lapels and shake them up, and the Bedouin are really on the margins, unfortunately. But I think that we have to say to the world and to Israelis that what you're doing to the Bedouin is, first of all, ethnic cleansing, and that ethnic cleansing is an international crime, and that they are trying to Judaize the Negev, as they have the other area of Israel, which has a large Palestinian population, that is the Galilee. And they are trying to replace the Bedouin, who are indigenous to this area, by the way. The Israeli Jews are not indigenous. The Bedouins were there before the Israeli Jews were. So we have to raise this banner of ethnic cleansing and just reiterate how completely unacceptable this is, and according to norms of international procedures and law.
All right, Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator from Seattle. As always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.